Madison's okay, it's your turn. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to come to worship and be as little children in here? And God's a great God. He's awesome God. Appreciate Paul. We can tell you hadn't had the kids up here in a little while. That's okay, brother. They just took over. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. You know, as Brother Paul mentioned, we've got several of our singers that go out and make these recordings on the Praise and Harmony CDs, and they're in Bentonville, and several of them gone. We have those that, we have our sopranos and altos and tenors and basses and all those gone. But what we have here today is Joyful Noise singers. Praise Jesus. Amen. Isn't that all right? And all right, that mean you just let go. You just let go. You just do your thing. And I was thinking about what I wanted to share and sing up here. So I just really enjoy, Paul, really appreciate you coming up here and leading our songs, because we just get Brother Paul, don't we? Praise the Lord. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. I keep on bringing so soon Jesus by the service that I give. I've got a helmet on my head, and in my hand a sword and shield. I've got a helmet on my head, and in my hand a sword and shield. I've got a helmet on my head, and in my hand a sword and shield. I keep on bringing so soon Jesus by the service that I give. I'm gonna walk right and talk right and sing right and pray right. I'm on that battlefield. I'm gonna walk right and sing right, pray right. I'm on that battlefield. I'm gonna on that battlefield. I keep on bringing so soon Jesus by the service that I give. One more time. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on that battlefield. And I let the church say, amen. Mm-hmm. We got to be these hard-fighting soldiers, because we have to take our service out there to the world and tell them about Jesus. And we got to know that they know we know the Word of God. Isn't that awesome? I love it, you all. I love it when the kids get up here, and I'm so thankful for these children that believes in picking up their preacher. Praise Jesus, Paul. Amen, brother. Pick up Brother Paul. We need to be picked up every once in a while. Amen, amen, amen. And because we know the devil comes against us, and we know that the devil does not want you to hear God's word, but you're here this morning anyway. And we want to thank all the visitors that are here with us this morning. We want you to know you're truly a most honored and welcome guest. And after service, we want to acknowledge your attendance and give you a token of our appreciation at the Poto Church of Christ. I want you to be opening your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, And we're going to look at the verse 35, and that's going to kind of be our springboard for what I want to talk about this morning. And then mark in your Bibles Psalm 112. First of all, I want to kind of give you some definitions so you can understand, and this lesson will touch your heart, I pray, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, it would touch your heart as it has touched mine. I want to talk about that success. What does the word, when you think about success, what do you think about? Well, let me give you the definition of success. Success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. It is the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. And success, brethren, in God's eyes, and success in our eyes, look differently. When we think about success, we think about everything is just going our way, and we're doing the things we want to do, and everything is just lining up in place. But in God's eyes, brethren, sometimes success looks like pain. Sometimes success looks like persecution. Sometimes, brethren, success looks like trials and tribulations, because God is trying to do a purpose in our life. And so that could be success. And yes, success can be joy and peace and tranquility. It can be all those too. But I want you to understand, sometimes success can look different in our eyes than it does in God's eyes. Here's another word I want you to think about. I want you to think about the word confidence. Confidence. Brother, confidence is a state of feeling certain about the truth of something. The state of feeling about the stated truth of something. That's confidence. It's firm trust. It is assurance. That's what I want you to get. So we're thinking about assurance and confidence, and we're thinking about a success. So we want success. We want some confidence that we're going to have success. Everybody got that, right? I want to know that I'm going to have some success, some confidence that I'm going to be successful in my walk with God. All right. So the confidence in the Word of God. I want you all to know this morning that you don't have to have trouble, brethren, for trouble to trouble you. Hello? Hello? All you got to do is keep on waking up. Amen? Here's my point, church. You're going to have some trouble in this world. It is inevitable. We come here this morning, you come here this morning to get encouraged and lifted up and praise God for bringing us through many of our troubles he's brought us through. Even though, brethren, that problems may be all around us, we don't have to be troubled by our problems. However, problems, church, will not just disappear off the face of the earth just because we learn, brethren, to use the weapons that we have available to us to overcome these troubles. So our objective is to use those weapons so that we can walk in the confidence, so that we can walk in the true assurance of God's word in the face of trouble. Amen? Y'all feeling that this morning? I want to be able, brethren, in the face of troubles and trials and tribulation, no matter what's going on, in the face of joy and peace and pain, brethren, that I'm going to have some confidence that God's word is the truth. And I know it's going to be okay. I know it's going to be all right, whatever I'm facing. So if we walk, brethren, in the confidence of God during troubled times, we must do our part. All right? There is a part that we've got to do. God does not just do it all for us. So our level of success will be determined by our confidence level in God, in his word. Our level of success is going to be determined by our confidence in the Word of God and in God Himself. And ultimately, brethren, the degree of confidence we have in God's Word will determine the degree of our success in this life we live. Y'all with me? All right. So, church, it is vitally important that we have absolute confidence in God and in His Word. And it is the key, brethren, to success, to overcoming trouble in every area of our life. Church, when I truly grasp what the Bible, the Hebrew writer and the Psalm writer was telling me this stuff and putting this together as I prepared to share with you, I just really start reflecting in my life and say, do I have the confidence and ultimately the success that I'm wanting because I'm walking in the Word of God? The book of Hebrews make, brethren, this very clear to us. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. The Hebrew writer says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. The writer of Hebrews tells us not to cast away our confidence, not to get rid of our confidence. How does a godly man or a godly woman, brethren, cast away their confidence? Well, you do this by casting away the Word of God. If you don't have the Word of God on a certain subject, you won't have confidence in that particular subject. Am I right? For example, church, if you don't have the Word of God on the subject of sowing and reaping, you won't have confidence in sowing. Therefore, you won't experience reaping. Amen. You know what Brother Don Johnson got up here and said whenever he prayed over the offering? Don said, we're going to give here in just a little bit. And we're going to give, and God loves a joyful giver. Don, you said that, right, brother? And then I was watching Don. Don kind of paused a little bit. He said, so here we go. I love that, brother. Isn't that right? You cannot, brethren, understand the subject of reaping and sowing, because if you don't sow, you cannot reap. And that's what God is saying. So you won't experience the reaping. If you don't give back to God as He prospered you, you won't understand how big a God we have that owns all the silver and all the gold and all the cattle on 1,000 hills. You won't understand when you ain't got nothing, you got everything. Am I right? So this is what he's saying. So you don't have the Word of God on divine health, you won't experience that either. Yeah, I know the doctor may have given you a bad report. I know the doctor may have said some things to you, brother. But if you don't have the understanding of Jesus as a great physician, amen, God can do anything. All things are possible with God. So Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It is of such great importance, brethren, that we hear the Word of God. And so doing so gives us confidence in the Word of God. If we don't have any Word, brethren, we definitely will not have confidence in the Word of God. Don't you all know how frustrating that is? It's a, you know, somebody who are going through some trials and some tribulations, and you know, they're Christians. They love the Lord. They perhaps have not been faithful. They're not faithful in Bible study and all those things where you learn the Word of God and prayer. And they have trouble. And they come to you and they ask you to pray for them. And you pray for them, brethren, because you know, the Bible says, James says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. How many of y'all believe that? Amen. So, brethren, you pray for them, and as you pray for them, as you try to encourage them and give them that word, they have no confidence. That confidence is what you have in the Word of God. And they will not have confidence, brethren, if they don't start getting that Word of God in them. Let me give you the Amplified Bible translation of Hebrews 10:35. The Amplified Bible says, "Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward." Now, if you hold fast, brethren, to your confidence, if you hold on tightly to the Word of God, you can expect to be compensated. Amen. You'll be rewarded, brethren, for holding on to your confidence in the Word. Your confidence in the Word is your guarantee, brethren, of compensation. It pays to keep the Word in your life. Brethren, let me show you a man who held on to his confidence in the Word of God and was compensated for it. Turn to Psalm 112. Go to Psalm 112. Psalm, that's in the Old Testament. Psalm 112. Let me show you this. The Bible says, beginning in verses 1, the Bible says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord." Watch this. "Who delights greatly in his commandments." The word "bless" here in this verse, it means to be empowered to prosper. All right? It means to be empowered to prosper. To prosper means to be in control of your circumstances. Psalm 112, verse 1, specifically talks about a man who is empowered through his delight in the Word of God, his delight in the words of the commandments of God. The fact, brethren, that he's empowered simply means that he has been given ability. The ability has been given to this man. He has been empowered to be in control of the outcome. Well, how, church, is that man how can he be empowered by just delighting in the commandments of God? Well, Psalm chapter 37 in verse 4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Something good always happens to a person who delights in the Word of God. Something good, brethren, always. Not sometimes, not maybe, but always something good happens to that person who delights in the Word of God. Well, this man in Psalm 112, brethren, is empowered. As a result of his delight in God's Word and God's commandment, the Bible says in verses 2 and 3 of Psalm 112, "His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." Now, church, Jesus comes along and says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." In our quest, brethren, to obtain the things that we need, we have been doing everything except the right thing. Amen. Brethren, what we must do is we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness instead of trying to figure out how to get all of our physical needs met. We need to delight ourselves in the Word of God, because the Word, brethren, is responsible for putting those physical things in our lives. Y'all see it?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The psalmist continues in verses number 4. And the psalmist says, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. The upright, brethren, is the same man who delights in the commandments of God. The man who delights in God's word, brethren, will have light in the darkness. Have you ever had an idea, brethren, and you just thought you were the smartest person in the world because you got this idea? And the reason you got this great idea, brethren, is that you were spending time in God's word. The Bible says that the man who delights in the commandments of God, the man who studies, the man who meditates on, the man who confesses the word on a daily basis does not fear darkness, because he will always have a light arising in the middle of the darkness. Brother, this stuff is good. Amen, Linda, you got to put this to work. Watch God. When you spend time in God's word and delight yourself in the commandments of God, brethren, the revelation, the understanding light of God will explode on the inside of you. I guarantee you, brethren, there will not